Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL Pick'em Show, Week 13, everybody. As always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. There goes my bride. I love you, my bride. I love you, Jesse. Okay? Well, I want to let you know that before you leave. Dan, I've got to say that when I lose a shit ton of money, which I did last night. So I love you, my bride. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like she's not putting stuff in her Amazon cart right now. Walking out the fucking door. Fuck off.
My beautiful bride, how much I love you. I lost on the game last night because the NFL is terrible now. And there's four good teams, and that's all we're left with. Holy shit.
You know, it didn't stop everybody else on the show from being right.
I was right. I picked the Bears.
You did not pick the Bears.
Yeah, I had the Bears.
No.
What I didn't have is the over. That's what burned me last night. Yeah,
you took a teaser on the Bears.
I sure did.
I took the Bears money line.
Either way. All of it was gross. Like, did you really think any of it was going to come through? There was a listener who was actually at the game last night who hit us up on Facebook, on Drinker Bros Sports on Facebook.
Yeah, I would not have gone to that game.
He goes, bro, this is the most miserable experience of my life, and I'm a diehard Minnesota Vikings fan. And I was like, hey, I'm at home watching this, and this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't think I've Al Michaels does this, but last night it finally drove Joe Buck naked. To the point in Troy Aikman where they were like, thank God this is over.
Yeah.
They said, thank God this is over.
I mean, it was a pretty ugly game.
Whew, boy. I think there was, five field goals total or something like that? And that was kind of it here. Look, should we lead with the good of the NFL, which was, one game? Two games tops here this week?
I don't know. There were a couple of decent games. Like, the Chiefs-Raiders turned out to be a good game. It shouldn't have been, to be honest. But, you know, a nice little comeback for the Chiefs in a, what I guess is a – that's a rivalry game, even though the Raiders kind of suck right now. Right?
Yeah, yeah. They're using that little Mexican backup QB there. It's fine. We weren't expecting a lot. I actually won all the games on Sunday, including the teasers and all that other stuff. Shout out again to the Eagles for that last-minute comeback. I had Eagles minus 2.5. By that half a point, it's the ninth win of the season here. Before you got here, by the way, we'll actually talk about this first. Is that actually true, what you said on Ross Patterson Revolution earlier, Delco? Is ESPN Bet keeping your pushes?
Yeah.
Whew. That's rough. Why would you ever sign up for that?
I don't know.
How many fucking pushes I do a year? I think I've
ESPN
had
Bet's 12. Not, ESPN Bet is not for gamblers. It's for idiots who are like, oh, I could think I could bet that and win that. And
yeah, this is why gambling nationwide is like probably not the best idea, because you're gonna have a lot of morons sign up and just lose everything.
I don't think so, man. I think everybody's gonna win. We're gonna be richer as a nation. We're gonna start using that wealth and invest it back into our communities, and that's how we pull people up. And it's through gambling. Unless you bet on the Lions opening night. You know the rules, kids. We go over the winners and losers from last week. And this fucked my whole Thanksgiving day completely here, the Lions. I think me, you, everybody, we were all in on this. Vegas had two games over the weekend where bettors got fucked the most. Mm-hmm. Number one in the NFL was the Lions. Apparently everybody bet the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. The other one was actually Ohio State and Michigan. 80% of bets went to Ohio State, which is what caused that line to drop 2.5 points. But this one was at 8.5. Now, here's a fun fact about Thanksgiving. Nobody's ever not covered a fucking spread that big on Thanksgiving Day here. And I was shocked, man. I couldn't believe it. I watched this team shit the bed against Baltimore, shit the bed against the Packers. I don't believe in this team anymore. It's fun for Lions fans because, you know, hey, your team's in first and you're going to go to the playoffs for the first time in a very long time. But I don't have a lot of hopes for this team. Do you?
No, but I never did.
They're still, even after this loss, they're 8-3. They were 8-2 before this.
Yeah, they'll make the playoffs for sure, but they're not going to win any games.
No, I mean, it was shocking to see here. Now, we had the over in this, so we won that, but we all lost in the fucking Lions there. Next up, Cowboys, Commanders, got this. That was fine. You know, Dak Prescott looks like Pat Mahomes when he's playing the worst teams in the league. So he does against the Eagles in 2 weeks. 49ers, Seahawks. I thought this was going to be a really fun game, and then they got Chase Young now on San Francisco, and he's tearing people's faces off. And this is a scary team now.
In addition to that, Bosa is finally kind of in a rhythm now. I mean, he got – say what you want about being late to camp and that not mattering and shit, but it always matters.
Always matters.
It always mattered for the best players too. Bosa, it always mattered. For Rodgers, it always took him to week 4 or 5 to get squared away. So
every running back that sat out, everybody.
Go to fucking camp. Stop being a cunt. But yeah. Bosa, 2 sacks this week.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. Two sacks. Hargrave had 1.5 sacks. Fucking Gibson threw one in. And then Gibbons had one. Let's see. Randy Gregory had a tackle for a loss. And Greenlaw had fucking 8 tackles, 5 solo. I mean, this team is – that defense is pretty legit.
It is, dude. And my dick is swollen to watch this game this weekend against the Eagles.
They hit the quarterback 12 times.
Boy.
That's a lot, man.
That's a lot, dude.
That's a lot for a team that has, you know, for Seattle especially, because they have no run game, really.
Mm-hmm.
So you're fucked against a team like this. I mean, Seattle's fucked either way, but.
Next up was the Black Friday game that turned out to be a bust as well. That was the Jets and the Dolphins. Who was their quarterback? Tim Boyle?
Who?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think he sounds like an independent film director from 1982. Look, this was not a fun game to watch whatsoever. And truthfully, it was pretty fucking close going into half until they had the fail Mary, which is the greatest thing I've ever heard. A 99-yard touchdown reception on a Hail Mary, and took it all the way, 99-yard interception return. Never seen anything like that in my life, I don't think. I think it was the first time I've ever seen that. I mean, the kick six was different because that was a missed field goal.
Yeah.
But this was fucking absolutely insane. The Jets find new ways to lose. I would lose out at this point. Maybe that's why Tim Boyle's in there. Like, hey, just get a better draft pick for Rodgers next year and see what happens.
Yeah, you got to wonder what's going to happen with the Mormon kid, Zach Wilson. I feel like he's going to get cut as soon as – like if Rodgers comes back,
yep,
he's cut. Or at the end of the season, whichever comes first, he's cut.
Well, Rodgers not coming back this year. There's no reason. No reason on a 4-7 team here with no shot at the playoffs. Why risk it?
Is there no shot at the playoffs?
None. Not at
if they win the next
losses.
2 games before he gets back, there is a shot. Because the Bills are in a free fall right now.
I understand, but this is the Jets.
And the Dolphins are soft. Yeah, they like are. I think the Dolphins are going to lose a game or two coming up here.
Oh, yeah. Look, they're 8-3. They didn't look great in this game either.
I mean, they play the fucking Redskins next week. That they're not going to lose that game.
No.
This week, rather. Then they're playing the Titans. They're not going to lose that. Then they play the Jets. Probably not going to lose that either. Unless Rodgers is back, right?
So, right, right.
But then they play the Cowboys, Ravens, Bills to end the season, and they might lose all three of those games.
It might. next up was your first place, Atlanta Falcons. First place, top of the division. My God, what a team. What a team. I'm kidding. This was another terrible game. Obviously, I'm a Falcons fan, so I watched it. Ritter threw 2 horrific interceptions in the red zone, or this would have been 48-10 here. Still an awful quarterback. They finally figured it out. Hey, let's just give the ball to our running backs 90 fucking times there with Bijan and see what happens. We won.
And Alger here too, and they got Cordell Patterson back in the mix a little bit. Even Ritter had 7 run attempts, but I still don't understand why. Like, how bad is Jameis Winston practicing that Derek Carr is still in the lineup?
I don't know.
With Michael Thomas, Chris Olave, and Alvin Kamara.
Not sure.
Like, I don't understand. I really don't. Who's the coach of this fucking team?
Not sure, because Peyton's out of there, but Dave, Olave...
Is it Dave Coach?
It might be Dave Coach, but Olave had 114 yards. He's one of the best wide receivers in the league.
It's one of the most NFL-y coaching names I've ever heard in my life.
It's what? Allen.
Dennis Allen.
Oh, God.
Dennis Allen. Gym teacher-looking motherfucker. Typical.
Of course.
Pathetic.
Of course. Next up was the Steelers at the Bengals. Got this one right as well. I crushed on Sunday. It was a really, really great Sunday.
That's really funny that this is a Sunday you absolutely crushed.
I know. These are the worst games ever, dude.
Well, it's because all the favorites covered.
I mean, also, the reason they're starting Derek Carr is because he signed a four-year, $150 million contract.
Dude, the Saints give out... Is that better or
worse?
Wait,
how much was the contract?
$150 million.
$150 million.
For 4 years.
You don't say.
So what's that, $75 million a year?
Yeah.
No. Whatever, it doesn't matter. How much is Taysom Hill making?
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much money there.
He got like $484 million, I think. Something like that.
Yeah, something crazy. Who knows?
Derek Carr has $70 million guaranteed.
He sure does.
So give it to him and fuck off. It's 4 for $40 million is what Taysom Hill got, but he got a 21 and a half what was guaranteed.
Yeah.
I mean, are the Saints now the worst run organization in all of football?
No.
I'm sorry. They like because the Broncos are starting to make progress now. It's
Raiders.
Hard. I'm sorry. Have you paid Raiders. Attention to the Carolina Panthers?
Yeah, that's right.
But that's like what are they supposed to do? They've traded off everybody. They're in a full rebuild right now. That's not the same. The
they just
Saints
fired
are trying
everyone
to be
after 11 games.
The Saints are trying to be competitive right now. Right.
Yeah, but I
the Saints just should be in a competitive window right now.
They should be.
And there's no like Carolina is not going to be for 3 or 4 years at a minimum. Right. Yeah. So. Bell curve wise, I feel like the Saints are the worst.
Could be. Them and the Raiders.
The Raiders Steelers, have Devontae Adams and Josh Jacobs.
The Steelers. This is why gambling in these NFL games are so fucking hard this year. Is you look at the Steelers Bengals game. Burrow is not even playing, and this is a 16-10 game. That's all you're doing there.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say
all
the
you're
Giants,
fucking doing there.
Giants are up there.
Yeah, Giants are pretty bad.
All of them.
Look, whenever they decided to give Danny Dimes money, yeah, but the Titans don't have. They have two very burdensome contracts getting close to coming off the books, right?
Yeah.
And Tannehill and Derrick Henry. Now, Derrick Henry, maybe they re-sign, but he's going to...
He's hitting 30.
I would not sign him.
He's
unless it was for
old.
Like $2 or $3 million a year.
Just short yardage, run him into the end zone. He had 18 carries for 76 yards, 2 touchdowns in this game. Look, I watched it. Bryce Young, I don't think, is as bad as people are saying. There's no line. There's no
there's
help.
No, there's no way to know.
There's no way to really. Know. I don't think there's any way to know. I'm not going to judge him.
I mean,
this.
At least he stayed more. He's not, what, did he miss 2 games or something?
Yeah.
He's not dead yet. I think that's a positive.
Yeah. Whereas Burrow, remember his first year he died, what,
four games?
Four?
Yeah.
Next up, this was another, I won, but this was another fucking tough one here. Like, what do you do against Garner Minshew and Baker Mayfield? Like, do you bet that in real life if you're not a junkie? Probably not.
I don't know. That's like the white trash matchup of the year. What
it,
are you talking
it
about?
Is, but like, flip a coin, right? Who's going to win this fucking thing? Jonathan Taylor Thomas got hurt there. Yeah, the white kid from Home Improvements. He's hurt in this game. I don't know if he's coming back here. Minshew's 6-5 now. He's leading them to the playoffs there. He's amazing. It's the rest of this team that's terrible. The next game, even more impossible to bet here. Patriots-Giants, 10-7 in this game.
That's actually exactly how I thought this game would end.
I did, but it's like...
I think I said, what did I say, 13-10 or something? I mean, it's close.
I think so. You were close. You're
fucking
close.
Stupid.
Tommy DeVito is the quarterback there.
It's harsh times for the fucking Northeast Corridor right now, sports-wise.
Why are the Giants even winning these games?
All Tommy does is win.
Yeah, because Tommy DeVito, man.
It's Tommy DeVito, and that's great. It's a fun story. They did a behind-the-scenes video with his family. It's everybody you hope for. It looks like your neighborhood pizzeria, and they're out.
Bibbidi-bobbidi.
All of it, dude. It's so great. That's the only fun story that's coming out of this team because they are awful to watch. Patriots wise, what's Belichick going to do here? They're 2-9. There's a rumor that he's already got his team picked out for next season, and it's not the Patriots.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who it would be if it's not them.
Because they brought in Billy Zappi to lose this game.
I mean, maybe the Browns. That would be the kind of team structure that he likes. It's built the defense. Way he likes. Good defense, tight ends. He likes that.
He'd be going back.
Yeah.
Well,
he was coach of the Browns.
He sure was. And also...
That's the only one that makes sense to me.
He's got a quarterback who likes massages. Robert Kraft likes massages. Yeah. So.
Well, he was in... Didn't he coach for the Giants, too, at some point?
Jets.
For both. He was a DC under Parcells. Under Parcells, with both the Giants and the Jets.
But he never really coached for the Jets. I think it was like a... Hire and then fire or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's no way he's going to the fucking Jets. I wouldn't think.
Well,
God, can you imagine?
Salah's going to stay.
Yeah. I mean,
he's a good coach.
I love him. Yeah.
He's a good coach. But the Browns, I don't even know who their coach is.
I don't either, man.
So I could definitely see Belichick going there. That's the only team that really makes sense. Maybe the Raiders or something. I'm just thinking of teams that are definitely going to have coaching.
I think he takes McDaniels with him wherever he goes next. Because I think McDaniels is out of there this year, and I think that's part of the game plan. That's just a guess. One of the funnest games of the week besides the Eagles was actually this Jaguars-Texans game. I've started watching Texans games. It's local here, so relax. It's on TV every single week. But, man, these weird little receivers for the Texans are a blast. Nico Collins and this Tank Dell kid who's like, I don't know, 5'9", 160 pounds. You chuck the ball up in the air, and that little fucker will go and get it, man. They got boned in this. They actually should have won this game. Instead, they had to settle for a 58-yard field goal, very reminiscent of Missouri's win there, except for this one. Joints right off the crossbar, and they lost.
Yeah, but
there
still.
Was a terrible call in this game. The Texans should have won this game.
Still, I mean, the Jaguars are a pretty solid football team, and the Texans were, a 6 inches away?
Mm-hmm.
From going into OT, bad
penalty.
This is the most maybe we've ever seen somebody get out of a shitty team.
Oh,
now granted,
yeah.
They have what appears to be one of the better quarterbacks in the league now, despite the fact that he has a short resume. But still, man, I mean, we've seen great quarterbacks not do well with a shitty team. This is something different is going on here.
But it's a weird, fun team to watch, man. They play fast. You got these weird little receivers, and Singletary's having a decent year there with Stroud. I enjoy watching Texans games, and there's not a lot of teams left that I like and like. I enjoy watching. Like, I didn't watch one single goddamn down of this next game. Browns Broncos. Did you watch it?
No.
Okay. Benny called me, and he goes, "Hey, dude, As I said, look, man, I'm traveling light on Sunday. I lost big on Ohio State, so I'm going. One, I'm going big on one team, which I did on the Eagles -2.5, and then I did one teaser, and that was it. And all of it hit, and it was fine. But he was like, dude, you got to take the Broncos. You got to take the fucking Broncos -3. And I was like, it's the Browns Broncos. This game was exactly what we thought it was going to be before it even started here. Now, we didn't know the Browns were going to lose 8 different quarterbacks in this game. Potentially have to use their defensive player of the year as a quarterback, but
2 potential playoff teams.
Exactly. Look, if you're looking at it, Browns are 7-4. The way their defense plays, they're probably in, right?
You would think so. I mean, Watson's coming back soon, right? Isn't he concussed?
He's out for the year.
Or is he out for the year?
He's out for the year, yeah. Yeah, I think it's shoulder. Yeah, he broke his shoulder. He's off the.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm thinking somebody else. Yeah, that's. I don't know, man.
Now the Broncos. Some of you listeners here were texting me, "Let Russ cook" there in the chat, and I was like, "Man, he threw for 134 yards,
winner,
and a touchdown." I can't. He's not cooking anything, dude.
They won't let him. They won't.
I don't know. They're 6-5. People seem to be amped about it in Denver. Congratulations.
Well, they've won, what, 5 straight?
Yeah. They have all of them very, very impressive ones. actually, they beat the Chiefs. Next up, we got the Rams and the Cardinals. Didn't touch this game at all. Did you put anything on this?
No.
Me neither.
To be honest, this could have gone either way.
That's what I think, too. Rams ended up blowing them out, but I didn't watch it. I didn't have any money on it. I watched the next game I watched because I had a shit ton of money on this.
The Cardinals are gonna draft fucking Marvin Harrison Jr., right? That's what they're doing
2
here.
2-10?
That's what they're doing here. I mean...
It appears, yeah. Because I mean, it depends on who gets the first pick.
Well, Chicago is probably going to get the first pick from Carolina, but and they'll probably get...
Caleb Williams?
Six or seven. No, I hope not. Fuck, man.
It's Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison. Like, the top two are set.
I don't know why the fuck anybody would draft Caleb Williams.
He's good, dude.
He's not good. He doesn't progression read very well. Like, he's got enough physical talent to win in college, but, man, he's not good under pressure either, and he cries after the game and shit. Like, what the fuck, man?
I like him. I just don't think he had a good team this year. But I would draft him first if you need a quarterback. Like, if the Falcons took him at one, fine. Now, Marvin Harrison Jr., on the other hand, I would trade up. The last time somebody traded up actually was the Falcons for a wide receiver, and it was Julio Jones, and it worked out great. This is another dude that you do it for, whoever out there is going to do it. My God, man. But the Chiefs, Raiders, like, hey, Chiefs, draft up. Could you imagine Mahomes with Marvin Harrison Jr.? That would be it. You could fucking shut down the league after that. Look, I bet a shit ton of money on this set. Told you the Chiefs are going to win. You can always live line these fucks. It's at halftime, too. It's tied and get better odds. Like, it's just the Chiefs, man. They decide to play. They actually play. And congratulations. Taylor Swift is back in Kansas City this week. She just touched down. Her little plane just touched down. So expect a big game out of Kelsey. Next up was the game of the week here. The Bills-Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. 10-1 for the Eagles. Holy shit. How many comebacks in a row of over 10 points now? Is it five games in a row?
Yeah, something like that.
God damn, dude. Nuts. Now, can you win all the way through the playoffs like that? Probably not. This is the funnest regular season team we have right now.
Oh, they did
must watch every single win.
The first Super Bowl they won, they did exactly that.
With Nick Foles?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, the first Super Bowl. The first Super Bowl the Chiefs won, they did exactly that. They were down big in every game.
Well, the Chiefs are lazy. I don't think the Eagles are lazy.
Mm-hmm. The Eagles run a script for their first 15 plays, which is when you have a dynamic quarterback like Hurts, I don't know that makes a lot of sense. When you have receivers like Devonta Smith and AJ Brown, I'm for sure that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because what the fuck? But that's, you know, it's old school football. So, and they also have two to three good running backs on any given day that can actually move the ball around. I don't know. It seems strategic to me. I just don't know. I mean, they're 10-1, so how do you argue with it?
I know. And they were down 17-7 at halftime there. I thought I was going to lose this bet. Everything was riding on this. Look, Josh Allen in this one, I know we always call him a loser on this show. He did everything he possibly fucking could in this game and still came up short. I don't know what else to do there, but
well, one of the things you can do,
six and in danger of missing the playoffs.
One of the things you can do is not throw interceptions. You can start there.
And he only had one pick in this game,
and then be over 50% completion, right? Or over 60% completion. That helps too. Like, those are bad markers for him. He didn't have a good game.
Allen?
Yeah.
He had 339 yards passing, two touchdowns.
He actually had an awesome game.
He was 29 for 51.
Don't read the box score. He had an awesome game.
He had an awesome game.
It was raining. It was raining the entire
pouring,
time.
And he had four touchdowns. There's nothing you can do about that. And I got murked in my fantasy league by the guy who had Josh Allen this week. Knocked me out of the playoffs. Fuck you, whoever you are, by the way. Next up was Ravens. Chargers had this one all good here. Didn't watch much of it. It was 10-3 at halftime. I don't know. Like, fire the coach, fire everybody there. I can't figure out how the Ravens are doing this. I'm going to just read some stats here for you. Lamar Jackson, 177 yards. That's it. QBR of 35.8. They're leading rusher is a guy named Keaton Mitchell, who I don't know. 9 carries for 64 yards there. Their leading wide receiver is actually their tight end, which is Isaiah Likely. 4 catches for 40 yards. But I told you that'd be a 10-point victory at the Chargers.
Yeah, here's how they won. 0 turnovers, 4 turnovers forced.
Oh, is that what happened here?
And almost every fucking game it's like that.
Man.
And that's what they've been doing lately. I mean, maybe it's coincidence, right? Maybe it's
no. Maybe look, it's you lose the turnover battle, you're gonna lose the game. But shit, man, they're 9-3 now. Very, very quietly 9-3. We're like, oh shit, the Ravens are 9-3.
I mean, the defense is really good. They held the Bengals. Now Burrow went out early, but they held the Bengals to 2 for 11 on third down. You know, when you if you 22% on third down for your opponent, you're going to win that game probably, right?
Yeah.
Unless it's some kind of weird situation. I don't know. Their defense is great.
It is.
Not just you know, the individual parts of the defense, but the way they play as a team and getting big stops and big moments. Now, they didn't actually do, I think it was like 47% for the Chargers this week on third down, which is not bad, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's approaching there, but you can't turn the ball over four fucking times.
I just don't see anyone out of the AFC besides the Chiefs at this point. And I know we've got seven games left, but I don't see anyone besides them winning the AFC.
The Chiefs?
Just don't. Yeah.
I could see the Ravens giving them trouble.
Because of their defense,
yeah.
But offensively.
Mahomes has played every single AFC championship game at home.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It would be interesting if they don't reclaim that one seed.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll see. I mean, he's lost one at home, too, but it was to Brady. I don't know if you can count that.
He's lost two at home.
We were there, yeah. We were there
that's
for that
right,
game.
Because he lost to Burrow as well.
Burrow. I mean, it's I don't know. I think the Ravens could probably beat him because they can force turnovers like that. And most teams just don't have that capability. But that's the – I don't know anybody else in the AFC that can do that.
Speaking of turnovers, at one point you texted me last night for this Bears-Minnesota game. What's the most turnovers in an NFL game in history?
It turns out it's 12 for one team.
Is it really?
But that was like the 1950s. The modern record is – I think it was 8 for one team or something like that. And then – or no, I'm sorry, it was 11. And then to win a game, it was seven turnovers, and somebody still won a game. But it was like some weather event. For a non-weather related game, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, how many turnovers were in that fucking Pittsburgh Miami Monday night game in the tsunami?
Yeah,
oh yeah,
that was 3-0, I think.
Yeah, who the fuck knows?
But Josh Dobbs 4 picks in this one. Justin Fields had 2 fumbles.
They also don't count the turnovers on down here, which there were 2 of those for Minnesota. So that's 6 total turnovers. But, I mean, those were strategic, I guess.
It was 3-3 at half, 6-3 at the end of the third. And then it ended up being 12-10 in this game. And it was miserable. The NFL has got a big problem on its hands here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the difference was the Bears converted on third down 8 for 18. The Vikings 2 for 9. The Bears ran the ball okay, good enough. They got first downs in big moments. You know what I mean? They controlled the clock for 35 minutes. That's what won them this game. That, I mean, obviously the turnovers. But 2 of those picks were basically punts, too. You know what I mean? I mean, they gave them decent field position, but it wasn't like they weren't pick sixes or anything like that. And then, you know, both teams were sloppy penalty-wise. This is just like the worst possible product you could have put on Monday night.
I know, and it's got to change here. I know we're starting to get close to swapping games. It looks like that's what they're doing now here. But first, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch. Get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Look, even these shitty games, that's the only way to feel alive and kind of just watch the games anymore, is to put something on it at this point. Because I still watched that whole game last night. Just because I had fucking money on it.
Well, I was kind of flipping between that and hardcore pornography.
Oh, really? Where were you going last night? Which hole were you going with?
All of them.
Okay.
What'd you get off to?
Yeah, what was the final stroke?
Man, you know what? I'll have to check my browser history, to be honest. It all becomes a haze at some point when I start getting... It's like, you know who the Incredible Hulk is, right?
Sure.
I start tearing shit up to pieces.
Bruce Banner, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was a certain play in that game or...
Oh, no, it wasn't the game.
Are you considering the game hardcore pornography? That would be the opposite.
Kind of.
I mean,
they
did fuck the betters.
That was a snuff film, is what we watched last night on that Monday night game.
Which, you know, to many people is
still hardcore pornography.
You know, it's
just right.
Dirty. You want to be degraded. People like to be degraded. Watching that game was degrading.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, why have a dominatrix come over and spit in your mouth and call you a little dirty bitch boy when you can just have an NFL game play?
Yeah, why have a girl come over and take off her socks and shoes and then stomp on a live dead mouse?
Wait, live or dead?
Live. The mouse is alive.
You said a live dead mouse.
No, I said alive. Like, it's live. Here we
but
go.
But you dude. Just said a live dead mouse. Do you mean like the DJ?
Space live. Yeah, we can do the DJs fine, but that was better than watching that game last night, so... It is what it is, or you can just put money on it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the smoothness of Josh Dobbs, and I don't mean his play.
The Pastrnak?
Yeah. That probably had something to do with it, because he does look like short Xerxes, doesn't he?
He started buying into the nickname, having some fun.
They should call him Xerxes. I think that's a better nickname.
Well, they called him the Pastrnak. I guess he studied some type
He's very smart.
Astronautical bullshit, whatever it's called.
That's what it's called, yeah, for sure.
Is it really?
No.
No.
That's not a word at all.
Well, Pastrnak's had a problem. He had a problem, Houston.
So. Yeah, I mean, they were talking about it. I guess Van Pelt was talking about it after the game a little bit. Has this guy, have we seen the peak, right? Is he Baker Mayfield, right?
Yep.
Good in stints, but
yeah, he's a good backup quarterback. I think you leave him at that, and that's kind of it. The head coach, they have a bye next week. He was non-committal on whether or not he would start after the bye.
Well, who the fuck's going to start?
I don't know.
They had to trade for him to get him into the goddamn game. This, Nick Mullins coming back?
Maybe. Next up is DrinkingBrosTickets.com. Plenty of tickets. Shit, you want to go to the Big 12 Championship down in Texas? It's in Jerry World. People are fucking going to that, dude. I mean, they're showing out for that. Tickets are pretty high for that. I was pretty shocked by it. But look, we got tickets for every NFL game, every single college football game. If you want to go to a rodeo... somebody bought tickets to Hootie and the Blowfish the other night.
Shit,
if you name it, dude, we got it on there. Alanis Morissette, somebody bought tickets for that. Shit, I even looked it up, and I was like, is she coming to Moody Center? Let's go, dude. I'll get down with Alanis
Morissette. You think Dave Coulier's coming?
If she sings that line, she go down here in a theater and starts blowing Dave Coulier on stage? I'm all in. I'm all in. Let's do it. But anything you can think of is on there. And then, look, if you're going tailgating to any of these games, grab a 12-pack of Hard AF Seltzer. We are live in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, North Carolina, and good old Ohio. Look, fucking SEC Championship is down in Atlanta. I think we're in, 300 stores around that area. I mean, it's everywhere. Just hit that store locator. Go to hardafseltzer.com. Click on the store locator. Enter your current city or zip, and it'll just take you to the closest one. So if you're raging out there for all this shit, do it, brother. Go and get it. If you're on campus, though, still, like Bama, for example, Tuscaloosa, go to Corks and Tops there, Ramajama, or that Shell station on 1405 University Boulevard, and grab a 12-pack. Because maybe you're not making that drive. SEC championship tickets are pricey as well. Always are. But interesting fun fact here is Georgia, Alabama are obviously playing on Saturday. They just announced that they will also be playing during the regular season next year. So that'll be a blast. Mm.
Georgia got a couple brutal games.
I know they do.
At Texas, at Bama.
They had an easy schedule this year, and it's usually every other year. So, look, I will say this. With the shittiness of the NFL, college-wise, I mean, they're beefing up the Big Ten, obviously, and then the SEC. If you looked at the Big Ten schedules and the SEC schedules that just came out here for the next couple years, it's fucking awesome. So you're going to get a shit ton of great college games, at least over the next few years with the rejiggering of the playoffs and all that other stuff, and all these teams leaving and going to new conferences. So if the NFL is down, college will be up, man. There's some bangers of games, man. Holy shit. Did you know Texas is at Michigan? Bob?
No, that's fucking sick.
At Michigan? And then you're saying what? They play...
They play Georgia. I don't know who else they catch, though.
God damn.
They catch A&M, too. Not that that's a big deal, but it's a big game, but it won't...
Well, it's a big game for Texas. I mean, the state itself.
But. Also, don't say that about A&M, man. Their fans are going to come after you.
When's the last time they were good?
Never.
I that's what I don't understand. I hear that all the time of like, oh, man, College Station, it's rad. We've never gone because they've never been good. We've lived here for, 4 years now?
Yeah.
They've never been good.
Manziel was like their peak.
It was literally their peak.
What year was that? You remember?
12.
Okay, we weren't even close to being here then, so... Man, you're looking at 12 years ago, bro. I can't.
Michigan,
what am I supposed to do?
Michigan, Georgia, and Oklahoma. So they got three tough games. It's honestly a pretty manageable schedule. Other than that,
who has that?
Texas.
Texas does.
Yeah.
At Michigan, Oklahoma, and then what was the other one? Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia's at home. Michigan's on the road, and OU's neutral.
Damn, dude. Who's the rest of their SEC schedule?
At Arkansas, at Texas A&M, then Florida, Kentucky, Mississippi State, Vandy. It should be
pretty
manageable.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. All right, kids, let's get to this week's NFL picks, shall we? I don't know if they moved this game up or what the deal was, but this is a decent Thursday night game. It's been a while. It's been a while here. Seahawks at the Cowboys. I know the spread is -9.5 here, but the Seahawks are desperate now. I mean, they're 6-5. They got to start chucking the ball to get back into this.
Yeah.
Cowboys could be looking ahead to next week there against the Eagles. Who you got in this one?
I think this is a trap.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, Seattle's defense is not terrible, although they haven't been playing great lately. But they've got a lot of talent over there, especially Devin Witherspoon and Derek Hall, two new guys. 9 points is a lot for the NFL.
Yeah.
Dak is there's a going to be a point where you see real Dak, right? And I think it might be this week. So I'm going to sit this one out.
I will take Dallas here. Look, I always take these teasers in these games because I like to watch the whole thing and enjoy my night like a gentleman. I'll go Dallas -2.5, and I'm going to take that over down to 39.5. Seattle's had trouble scoring, but Dallas has not recently. I mean, they've been lighting it up. Dak has got 3,000 yards passing on the year. I mean, it's fucking wild. Now, I know they really haven't played anybody, but, you know, it gives them hope, and that's what we live for on this show. We want Cowboys fans to have hope all year long and then lose in the first round of the playoffs. So I'm with you, Cowboys fans. We're going. We're winning it Thursday nights, and we're going to the Super Bowl. We're not doing that, but they're winning this game on Thursday night. Next up, you got the Colts at the Titans here. Yeesh, Colts -1. I mean, now you're in the stink of it again, right?
Well, the Colts need to win this game. So this is basically a pick 'em. Yeah, I'll take Colts -1.
Well, the problem is the running back is out.
Who gives a shit? It's the Titans.
I know, but it's the Titans will oddly show up one week and not another. I'm definitely sitting this game out for sure, dude. Because every time these two teams play, who fucking knows down there, dude? And right now, I don't trust either of these guys. You're looking at two backup quarterbacks who are in there. Or I guess Levis might be their future. We'll see. Minshew's quietly got 2,000 yards passing, which is fucking nuts.
8 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
Well, the 7 interceptions, a lot of that was sunshine issues. And I know the owner's working on it.
He's just a gunslinger. Yeah. You know, you want your guys taking risks.
Yeah, you definitely want a 1-to-1 ratio.
But have you guys been to Lucas Oil Stadium? Have you been there yet in Indianapolis?
Yeah. It's lovely. Oh, no, I'm in Lucas, sorry.
Lovely. So,
why are you lying?
For some reason, I thought he said NRG, because they're all the same to me.
Well, it looks like it's got the glass outside and everything else. So they are having a lot of sunshine issues, I heard there, where the sun is kind of shining at the wrong point in his eyes. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know.
You ever heard of sunglasses, asshole?
Well, he's on the field. He's throwing.
Yeah, you can wear a visor, man. Jesus Christ, like the first dude that's played in the sun before? You're from fucking Florida.
There's no sun there. I just made that up. There's no sunshine issues up there. Okay?
No, there is in the stands.
I don't know.
You get cut in Tennessee?
No.
Oh, you're talking about Indianapolis. Yeah.
Those 7 picks. Tennessee, it's not a great stand.
You guys got cooked.
I know.
I fucking left. I went up to Lopez's in the last row because it was in the shade.
Yeah.
I think that might be the worst stadium in the NFL.
Well, they're blowing it up. The new stadium's open in like 2 years.
Who? Hamas?
That'd be probably cheaper, right? Than like a demo crew?
Just like start putting Israeli flags all over the stadium?
Yeah, have them blow it up. Yeah, so the new stadium will be open in a couple years. I saw the renderings. It looks dope. I think Nashville is, the fans always show up. I think it'll be fun once they have a new stadium.
I don't understand the allure of Nashville, to be honest.
I'm with you.
I really don't get it.
I'm with you.
It fucking sucks. Yeah, well, I mean, it's like...
But downtown is like, it's like a Disneyland bus.
They're like writing songs about Broadway, like it's cool to go down there. No, it's like a shittier version of Sixth Street, and there's more date rape, basically. That's what...
More expensive, too.
That. We can't confirm that.
It's fucking like $10 for a Yingling.
Yeah, it's so dumb over there. And all the bars are branded. It's some band's
Garth
bar.
Garth Brooks just opened up his bar.
So it's like, here, come in and pay $12 extra for our fucking product because we put this asshole's name on it. Like, nah, I'm good, man.
Get some Bud Lights.
I'm just going to do cocaine in the alley, and that'll be the end of that. So leave me out of it.
I think Bud Light bought it all up, by the way. Garth Brooks on his opening night over the weekend. I was like, man, we're having Bud Lights here. I was like, Cool, man. Are you guys just buying up literally everything at this point? Maybe it is.
Well, they paid Garth as an influencer.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, because he was like, "If you, we're going to share right. Bud Light. If you don't that's want, right. if you don't like it, you get out, fucking transphobe." Like, all right, cool, dude.
Everybody's got a number. That's why don't feel bad about Saudi Arabia anymore, Delco, for the PGA. Don't do it. If Bud Light is Saudi Arabia here.
I've come full circle. I think MBS is actually a progressive. No, for that region, he is.
Who knows, dude? I don't. At this point, Bud Light is our fucking, you know, Saudi Arabia here. So who knows? Next up, Chargers Patriots. Huh.
Nope.
Isn't that nuts, dude?
I think the Patriots are tanking.
I do too.
So, but it's -6.
-6.
In Foxborough, there's no fucking way, dude.
I agree.
What's the weather like in this game?
43 and snow. Rainy.
Or rain. Ugh, man. Yeah, I mean, maybe the under 40.5. That's probably safe, to be honest.
All this, man. I mean, look, Herbert's not having a bad year. He's got, you know, close to 3,000 yards passing, 20 TDs and 6 interceptions.
He's averaging like 1.8 touchdowns a game. That's not a good year.
That coach, though, man, blow it up. Keenan Allen, by the way, fantasy football wise, 97 receptions already and 1,100 yards, mm-hmm. dude. Jesus Christ. Monster stat line. Don't bet on this game, though. Lions at the Saints. Whoa. Lions -4. What do you do here, D'Anthony?
I fire the Saints coach and make Jameis Winston the starting quarterback.
Hire Kevin James.
At least give them a shot to win a game.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean? Like, if he may throw 3 picks, but he'll probably throw 4 touchdowns. And, hey, you know what? That's better than you're doing now, bud.
Yeah.
Derek Carr has never been good.
No.
Never.
No.
Unbelievable. Like, how do you ride? I guess he's tall. He's 6'3". He's got nice eyeshadow on, so that makes him kind of attractive to some people, I guess.
He's got a decent build for a quarterback, but it just, it all falls apart. Mm-hmm. Look, I'll go Lions in this one. It's got to be a bounce back after getting embarrassed last week. They're 8-3. They can win the division, and I'll do it, and it'll probably cost me. Okay.
They haven't lost back to back games.
Good.
And they've played really well in the two games, but the two games they've played after losses are the Falcons and the Raiders, so read into that however you want to. But they will probably win this game. 4 is a trap, but, you know, what are you going to do, man? Life's tough. There aren't a whole lot of good games this week.
No, there's not. Next up, though, we got the first place Atlanta Falcons at the New York Jets. This is Atlanta -3 on the road, trying to build their lead on first place in their division here. Who you got?
Under.
The under is 30. Oh, my God. That is very low.
Under.
33.5 in an NFL football game?
Under.
Wow.
That's what I'm taking.
Wow, dude. That is fucking banana dick. 33.5. That's an Iowa over right there. That's nuts, bro. Holy shit.
I know your brain is trying to convince you to tease it down and take the over right now.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you not to do it. Take the under and win some money. Don't be an asshole.
You realize on my bookie I can take this down to 26.5.
I still would not take that. 13-10 game, 100% right here.
Oh.
100%. The Falcons have a pretty decent defense. It's not great, but it's pretty decent.
Yeah. And Jets have an excellent defense.
The Jets have a great defense and no ability to score whatsoever.
Well, Ritter is our quarterback now, so because homeboy's hurt. So, yeah, you might be right. I'm going to stay away from that, but I'll take Falcons -2.5. They actually have something to play for. If you're the Jets, just tank the rest of the season, get a pick. Next up, you get Cardinals at the Steelers.
Steelers. Ooh.
Steelers -5.5.
Cardinals are tanking right now, so it's Steelers 5.5. It's fine.
Yeah, Cardinals are 2-10 there. I'm fine with that.
They got to get that fucking 2 or 3 pick or 1 maybe. I don't think Carolina's going to win too much more, but we'll see.
No. I'm with you on this one. I think Pittsburgh wins this by a touchdown at least. I think you're good there. Next up, you got the soft-ass Dolphins. Very, very soft. Against the Washington Redskins. This is Miami -9.5. Eesh. That's the second week in a row they've been favored by 9.5 points here.
Yeah, I mean,
they covered last week, but it was the Jets.
Well, now it's the Commanders, the Redskins. They've lost by 9.5 both of the last 2 weeks against the Cowboys and the Giants.
One of the worst defenses.
Yeah. Well, they traded half their defense. Yeah.
And they got rid of Jack Del Rio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a locker room in disarray as well. I don't even know who's calling their defensive plays at this point. Yeah, Dolphins minus 9.5 Whatever.
Yeah, I'm good with the Dolphins here in this one. High over though, 50.5 I mean, Howell's been slinging it, I guess, but shit, that's the
Dolphins are soft too.
Right, they are,
and they have Brian Robinson. They have Jahan Dotson, Curtis Samuel, Scary Terry. They got a good team over there on the offensive side. They just. That defense is bad.
All right.
So and their offensive line also sucks, so we'll see.
Yeah. Next up, this is the game I'm actually going to watch. Why? I don't want to see Russ Cook. I don't want to see this weird, gritty little Texans team continue to motor on here. This is Broncos at the Texans. This is Houston minus 3.5 The hook is what's bothering me here on this one. If this was 3, I'd be fine with it. I wanted this to be 2.5 bad, or I wanted to buy a half a point in this one. That hook is going to get me. I think I'll end up taking this down to 3. And that way, if I push, I push. It's not ESPN bet over there.
The really important part about this game is that if the Texans win, they almost definitely bounce the Broncos out of the playoffs because the Texans are going to hold 7 or 8 seed. They're at 8 right now, and they already have the tiebreaker over the Broncos based on when whatever the downstream win percentage is. I think it's division win percentage.
Yeah.
If they beat them and have the head-to-head too, unlikely the Broncos make it into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So big game for the Broncos. We'll see if they show up. I mean, they've looked pretty good lately. So have the Texans, though. I mean, the Texans have been playing – the Broncos have been doing well against the Browns, who, you know – good defense for sure, but terrible their offense is bad. Yeah. The Vikings, who are just a piece of shit football team altogether. The Bills, say what you want to about them. They went at Buffalo and beat them, so that's a good win. They also beat the Chiefs.
Yep.
And then the Packers before that. So they've been on a pretty nice run. I don't play the hot hand fantasy thing, though. I think that's bullshit. The Texans have beat better teams consistently. Right. And played better against better teams consistently, so they're probably going to win. But 3.5 is fucked. 2.5
I know. That's where I want it, but I'm going to have to buy a full point to get there. Fuck. That's going to kill my odds, too. I'll take it at 3. I just want to watch the game, to be honest with you. And I want to see him not cook anymore, dude. I'm all done with Russell Wilson's bullshit. Next up, you got the Panthers at the Buccaneers. My God, man. Who's watching this? Who's watching this game? Do you know anyone? Do you have any friends in real life that actually will sit down and watch this game?
A lot of loyal Panthers fans.
You know some?
No.
I don't either.
I'm sure they exist.
He lives in North Carolina, and I didn't meet a loyal Panthers
fan. The team's been there for 30 years. There has to be some.
I guess. Tickets are what? Fucking $8? So I don't know, dude. $33? I don't bet this. It's Tampa Bay minus 5.5 I'm sure Tampa Bay wins. Because the Panthers, that doesn't matter. They get the fucking pick. Don't touch this. This is gross.
Yeah,
the fucking NFL is gross.
The only thing to watch for either one of these teams is Mike Evans. To be honest, he's probably not this game, but the next or the one after that, he'll
have another 1,000-yard season. It's unbelievable.
It'll be his 10th straight to open his career, which will be the longest ever.
Yep.
To open a career, and he will only be, I think, 2 behind Jerry Rice for the most consecutive of all time.
And he's only turning 30, so it's not like, you know, he's going for the big contract.
He's also 6'5". Oh, yeah, he's going.
Out of here for this.
If they, I mean, honestly, I don't know if he goes for a big financial contract or if he tries to. He's already got a chip, so it's hard to know what motivates him.
Gotta
get
that money now, son, and get the fuck out of there. But I won't be watching one single second of this game. I won't even let my fucking kids watch it, dude. If it's on in one of the quad things on YouTube TV, I'm going to tape it up. I'll tape up that section of the television.
Do you remember the V-chip back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Where you could censor your own television? I feel like you should be able to black out an entire team.
Panthers would be off my list.
Oh, yeah.
Buccaneers would be off my list.
Yep.
No need for me to watch the Browns or the Rams, which is the next
game. Well, the Browns defense is really good.
Yeah, but they have no offense. So I don't even know who their quarterback is starting this week. This is Rams minus 3.5 at home. I don't even know why you. I mean, if you're a Browns fan, I know a lot of Browns fans. Those guys are fucking diehard. They'll watch this dog shit team every single week.
Yeah, you kind of have to be.
They're 7-4. That's the craziest part about it, dude. You can have a great defense and just go 7-4 like that. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's the NFL.
It is, but shit. Do you bet this game?
No.
Me neither, dude.
No.
It's fucking terrible. All right, we got the fucking game of the week here, finally. Jesus Christ. We need to get all the way down through the list here. Surprise, this isn't the night game. I just move all the Chiefs shit or 49ers shit to the night games at this point. And the Eagles. And I mean, this is 49ers at Eagles. Biggest shock here is the spread. Philly at home has given up 3 points. Like, San Francisco's -3 in this game? Holy shit. That's crazy to me, man. Eagles are 10-1. Coming back, beating everybody. Still don't believe in Brock Purdy.
Who do you think is the better team?
I think the 49ers defense is so good, and they have the best running back in the NFL, that for those two reasons, they're going to win. I think they're going to beat the Eagles in the playoffs. This game, I'm going to ride with the 49ers, -2.5, just to do it, because I want to watch the game. But this is a coin toss in this game. This is at Philly. They're going to be up for this, for sure. Fans are fucking all in there, dude. That atmosphere last Sunday for the Bills game was, I mean, even though it was pouring down rain, they were fucking in it, dude. That was a fun game. This is going to be a fun game to watch. But I think the 49ers will get them in the playoffs. I think they'll get them in this one, too, by a field goal.
Delco?
49ers win this game?
Yep.
Yeah. I think it's actually going to get ugly. Like, I think this might be, like, terrible for us.
Why? Just because the last 5 weeks have been so wild?
They're just going to get up and not give up the lead. They're going to go, I think, 49ers by 10-17.
Okay.
And it's because Brock Purdy's good.
Yeah. We'll see. I think it's the 49ers defense is nasty. McCaffrey is really fucking I mean, he's almost hit 1,000 yards already this year.
I think Sirianni's got to do something here.
What do you mean?
I mean, I think he needs to come out of the gate with a better game plan than we're going to establish this or establish that and just fucking let the wildly talented people he has on offense do their thing.
I agree.
Get out of your own fucking way, bud. I mean, you put the team together. You got everybody on the same page. They're all motivated. This is muscle memory, right? We go through the shootouts 1,000 times so we don't have to think when we're in a fucking real gunfight. This is the problem that Justin Fields was talking about earlier in the season,
yep.
Where there's overcoaching and shit like that. Dude, just let these guys fucking play. Yep. You know what I mean? Stop opening up the game with 3 or 4 short passes to get Jalen Hurts going, because it's not where it hasn't worked once this fucking season. It hasn't worked once. Against Buffalo, 3 3-5 yard passes, incomplete on every single one of them. What was the fucking point of that? This isn't basketball. You don't need to shoot free throws to get into a rhythm. Just go out there and let this guy who can leg press 6,000 fucking pounds play football.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Maybe they will. Either way, this is definitely the game of the week here. Everybody will be watching. Mm-hmm. And this will be the one that the NFL hangs their hat on and be like, look at the ratings. Mm-hmm. Last but not least here on this Sunday night, to close it out, is Chiefs at the Packers. This is Chiefs -6.5. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, Chiefs, 6.5.
Okay. Yeah, I'm also riding with the Chiefs here in this one. I was shocked to see the Packers look so good on last Thursday on Thanksgiving.
Jordan Love might be okay.
I think he might. I've told Packers fans, I'm like, wait. Just wait to see, because you can't really tell now. He said running backs out most of the year. They don't really have any fucking receivers.
Throws a pretty ball.
It's not bad, dude. I think you got to be patient with him. Because you don't know with these shitty wide receivers on this team. They don't have a fucking tight end.
What's the over-under?
Over-under is 42.5 in this one.
It's going to be 31 degrees with the sleet mix and 7-mile-an-hour wind.
Ooh, I didn't know sleet was in the forecast.
Yeah. I mean, it's Green Bay.
Yeah. You better bring a slicker.
It could be skeet, you know?
Yeah, you got to be careful. Skeet everywhere.
Skeet mix.
But if you're out there, wear a slicker. Okay, wear a rain slicker for this one. But I'm all in on the Chiefs on this one. Taylor Swift is back in the United States. I think you're good.
Actually, we're going to have a bit of a rivalry.
What's that you say?
Simone Biles will be there as well, supporting her man on the Packers.
Who is her dude?
Jonathan Owens. He's a he plays in the secondary for them. I can't remember.
Any relationship to Jesse?
No, I doubt it. Yeah, so Simone Biles, give me a lot of cutaways to girlfriends in the suites.
It's probably gonna be some bad blood. Nailed it, Bob. I would like to see her on the sidelines in a Packers cheerleader uniform doing all the gymnastic shit and just kind of freak out the crowd. Kind of like when they dress up NBA players as old men and have them play on the streets of New York.
You're talking about Taylor Swift?
No, Simone Biles.
Oh, Simone Biles. Yeah, I was going to say Taylor Swift can't do anything athletic. She has no muscle in her entire body.
She's shredded and jacked, and her calves are amazing, and thighs.
Doesn't have thighs. Are you fucking kidding me? Her ankles and thighs are the same goddamn shape.
Beautiful. She's a beautiful woman there. No. But I'd like to see Simone Biles doing flips. And what is it? What did she get in midair, Bob? The teasers? The squigglies? What was it?
Twisties.
That's it. I'd like to see her get the twisties on the sideline and kind of sit out there in a Packers cheerleader uniform. I think it'd be fun for the fans and then fun for us at home. Consider it. All right? But I'm going with the Chiefs. Last but not least here on the Monday night game is the Bengals with their backup quarterback. Who is the guy? Browning?
Yeah.
I saw him for like 10 seconds. On the game on Sunday. I don't know where he's from. I don't know anything about that fucking guy. And then they're at the Jaguars, and it's -8 for Jacksonville. Who you got? Beautiful night down there in Jacksonville. 67 degrees.
8's a lot.
Crisp. Crisp.
8's a lot of points.
Sure is. Sure is.
No.
Okay.
Bengals, yeah. +8.
Woo! All right. All right.
It's too many. Jacksonville doesn't fucking play like that. They can't be trusted to do that.
I'm gonna take Jacksonville, dude. I don't know. Look, Lawrence looked pretty good last game. They're hit and miss, though. Who fucking knows? And you got this backup quarterback. I can see them shutting them down here. 8 is a lot of points. Maybe this goes into season. The over-under is only 38.5 in this one. Is it because of Browning? Probably. I mean, they still have...
I guess.
Top receivers,
yeah.
Shit.
But look at what they've been doing lately with him, with this kid. I don't know. I feel like the Bengals receivers have been just as disappointing as everything else this year. Tyler Boyd has been absent entirely. T. Higgins has been fucking out. He's got 328 yards this year.
Yep.
Even Jamar Chase has missed a bunch of time. Now he's going to crest 1,000 here pretty soon. He'll probably get fucking 100 receptions, but I don't know, man.
I don't either.
This has been an extremely disappointing season for this team. We're 3 years in now, 4 years in now with Burrow, right? And one of the years they made it into the playoffs, won some games, and now it looks like the fucking wheels are falling off.
Well, they were what, one pass away from winning the Super Bowl with him. First year, he broke his leg, and he's had injuries to start every single season so far. You've already paid him the cash, so there's no going back now at this point. But it's strange.
I mean, I'm not in any way suggesting they should get rid of fucking...
I'm not either.
Joe Burrow. I'm just saying, man, somebody's... This is bad luck or whatever. It sucks, but I'm not giving him 8 points. Or I'm not writing him off entirely, but 8 points, I think, is doable. The Jaguars don't usually run the score up like that.
No. Shit, dude. It's tough. I'd say what, check back in on Drinking Bros Sports. Sign up on Facebook if you're not there. It's a private group, but all my bet slips are up there. I'll definitely throw something on this game just because, well, boredom. And at that point, you know, we'll have the winners and losers from Saturday's college championship games. So something will be on this. But check back in there. It's such a tough call, man. I mean, that's the bitch of the NFL right now. I think we're up to 9 backup quarterbacks that are now starting. And then 2 third strings on 2 different teams. It's very, very fucking bizarre. And the other part about this is I don't know how it's going to get better with college going to 12-team playoff next year. You're going to have a lot of college kids playing 16, 17 games in an NFL schedule there. How are their bodies going to hold up through an NFL schedule if they can't do it now already?
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very strange, man. I think they're just diluting their fucking product here. But I don't. There's no changes to be made. It hasn't stopped the ratings. So as long as the ratings are there, doesn't matter. The show goes on and there's nothing you can do about it. But I feel like week after week, man, it's tough finding games to bet on or watch that you actually like and that you're interested in. College has been a lot more fun this year than the NFL. And it's weird to see, man, because we do the show. We've been doing it for years now at this point. And, man, week after week, you're starting to go down this list and you're like, all right, there's four games that I would watch in real life and probably bet on. And the rest, you can kind of flip a coin or you have to add teasers to or something to try to get some edge because you don't have one on paper for what you're looking at with these teams here. I don't even know who the starting quarterback of the Browns is. They're 7-4. I don't know. Like, I don't know who that's going to be this week. And they're if they win, they're going to be 8-4 and go to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. With, I think, because Harvey was out, Deshaun Watson is out. The kid from UCLA got knocked out last week.
Yeah,
I don't even know who's after that. I mean, just looking at all these fucking teams, you're just like, what are we doing here? Tim Boyle for the Jets. Desmond Ridder for the Falcons. I don't know who's going to start for the Patriots. Is it Zappe? They brought in Zappe last week. Do they bench Mac Jones and give up on the rest of the year? Not really sure. Will Levis is starting for the Titans.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
Browning is starting for the Bengals.
I just don't. It seems like Belichick is just like, doesn't give a fuck what's happening.
Wild, isn't it?
Right? I mean, it doesn't appear that he cares. Or I guess maybe you just got a team that's that shitty. I don't know. We've seen him with bad teams win 8 and 9 games on a pretty regular basis since Brady left.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's 2-9.
Yeah. And it's over. And again, the rumor is he's out of there. Breaking news from the Vikings here. They said they're going to start a quarterback who can maximize Justin Jefferson. So they're going to bring Jefferson back on their active roster and let him play.
I would not do that.
I would not either.
I mean, I guess maybe you probably should, because being out for extended periods of time like that does fuck up your rhythm and it takes you a while to get back into game shape. So maybe get him some reps. But man, the danger of him getting hurt again, for him even, because he's an unrestricted free agent after this year, right?
Not sure. I know they're going to back up the truck to pay him, but if you're looking at...
Well, if they franchise him, it's going to be 30 mil because of Davante Adams, right?
The NFC, though, is so shitty. Look, Minnesota's at 6-6, so maybe they think they still have a shot at this thing. And you do, probably, in the NFC, because it's awful. But then again, so is the AFC.
Yeah, I mean, they're fucking... They're
6-6. You're fighting for the playoffs. Falcons are 5-6 and in first place right now.
As it stands right now, the Vikings will be in the playoffs.
I know.
They're the 7 seed.
So maybe that's it right there. Wow. Crazy times, kids. Bet at your own risk. All right. Yes, I'll be putting my bets up there every single Thursday, Sunday, and Monday, as always. Didn't pan out for me last night, though. It's fucking tough sledding these days, kids. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. And go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away at that point. You're all done, Timmy. Throw the phone out the window. Thanks for joining us, kids. Flip on over to Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon. We'll be live there in 10 minutes with the Drinking Bros Podcast. In the meantime, for D'Anthony and Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the week 13, Delco? 13. NFL Pick'em Show. Good night, everyone.